What are you?
That was a very easy clue.
Okay, so what are you?
A butterfly.
Yes! Yes!
You got it.
8-year-old Miranda Garcia is playing a guessing game with her classmates. She's a normal third grader, except that when school's in session, she's at home with a chronic illness. Like most students in her position, she can't attend school and has a teacher visit several times a week. But the robot allows her to view into the classroom, see the teacher, and interact with her class. Her classmates see her through a video screen in the vertical robot, which is on wheels. SAISD Executive Director for Special Education, Vanji Aguilera, says that she controls it from a laptop at home, using the Wi-Fi in the school to connect to the device.
She can control the movement, but she can also stay at her desk. She can respond, and most importantly, kids can see her, they can see her face.
The robot is made by a company called Vigo. It's on loan to the SAISD for the pilot. Miranda's the first student in South Texas to use it. Speaking through it, she says it helps her when she feels she's too sick to go to school.
And it feels like I'm right there in school, and it gives me the opportunity to see my teacher and my friends.
Miranda's teacher, Belinda DeLuna, says working with her is like dealing with any other student, only with a few exceptions.
The interaction's pretty good. She knows that she has to follow rules and routines like everybody else. She can't just walk around the classroom with her robot. And if she has a question, she can't just shout it out. She turns on a little light around her face.
She also receives help from Esther Rose, a young girl who sits next to her.
I give her directions, and I tell her what to do so I can help her move around. And so she doesn't bump into anything.
The vertical robot costs around $6,000 per unit. The district is using it for free right now, but the option could be provided to other homebound children in the future. With the ability to move around, Aguilera envisions it being used at secondary campuses where students have to travel from class to class.
We want to see how it works at a secondary campus, so we'll try that next, where you have older students and how receptive they are to the robot or how distracting it could be. If it's distracting at elementary, we've not found that to be distracting.
Although the robot provides the ability for students to attend school, it will not reduce the number of hours where a teacher visits a student at home. Aguilera says if the program expands, it will come at no cost to the parents whose children are using it. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.